we also have our own Chief Executive Officer of the Ghana CEO Network, Ernest Ejiri. We now invite the opening remark. Well, pardon me for forgive us, Enoch, Mr. Enoch Intua. Mr. Enoch Intua is the Chief Executive Officer of Eris Properties. Let's give him a big clap of hands. Well, we begin this program with an opening remarks by the Chairman and Chief Executive Officer of Margins Group, Moses Baden Jr. Let's welcome him as he moves to the podium.
Excited to be here to start the press conference of the 8th Ghana CEO. I thank all the partners, CEOs that are here, already introduced, so I'll bore you with the names again. But let me encourage and thank the founder of the CEO Network, Ernest Ejiri, for managing 8 versions of this CEO Summit. I know it's not easy, but he's managed to create a vibrant network that is helping push the Ghana agenda forward. The topic for this year's CEO's Network is reigniting business and economic growth, charting the path forward for economic diversification and artificial intelligence transformation, a public-private sector dialogue, CEO dialogue, for high-impact learning. These CEO summits have most of all been focused on public-private dialogues and partnerships, but at the core of that has been for economic growth and transformation, mostly through technology. I think that it is enough time to specifically single out AI, because the history of the world shows that in times of change, there are opportunities. And despite going through a downturn since COVID and now surviving crisis that Ghana has gone through economically since post-COVID impact and the economic downturn. In this crisis, there's still opportunity. And in the 4th industrial revolution that we're in, AI is going to play a pivotal role that can be a catalyst for great economic and technological change. The industrial revolutions of the past first focused on a change in energy that brought about the industrial revolution and the manufacturing. A change in methods of putting mechanical machines together that brought the second revolution. The third revolution was the ICT revolution, the use of computers, mainframes that displaced the domain which we imported, retrieved, stored, and made sense of data. Now, the 4th industrial revolution is a combination of the ICT revolution plus the internet and many other features, numbering about 14 to 20, which then revolutionized the way that ICT revolution was panning out. Out of all these features, artificial intelligence promises to be the most significant mutation in the 4th industrial revolution. Why? Because now, instead of humans analyzing the data that drives decisions in the 4th industrial revolution, humans have learned how to teach machines to talk to each other and to build large language models out of which information and data is processed at a capacity that humans cannot even dream of. So machine-to-machine learning, large language models, have produced data-driven decisions that are much more powerful than human beings can think. This brings opportunity for great economic expansion and technical advancement. Of course, it also brings dangers. Cryptography, which protects most IT platforms and cybersecurity systems, can now be defeated by AI algorithms, which can take a code and break it in seconds using quantum computers and very powerful processors. Like a knife, we can use it for our defense, or we can use it to attack, and it can also harm us. But that's a country, and in the continent of Africa, AI can also be the game changer. I think that it is laudable that this potential for AI to change in a proper regulatory framework in a protected way, in order that it's used as a tool, not a weapon, offers Ghana and Africa an opportunity for great economic and technical advancement. I commend the CEO Summit Network and the founder, Elizabeth Dejir, for singling out AI as the mutation that's probably starting the fifth industrial revolution. And I look forward to a very vibrant conversation within a legal framework, within a technical framework, and within a public-private framework for the progress of not just Ghana, but for the liberation of Africa. Thank you for your attention.